I'm here with Pascal Diot.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, director of the Venice Film Market. Well, the market started on the 3rd and ended on the 8th, so you should be supposed to rest a little bit, but I don't think it's the case, is it?
Not at all. I should be, indeed.
You should be.
No, because as you do know, we have still some films which are shown until the end of the festival, and automatically all the professionals attached to those films, the sales agents, the producers, and the distributors are still until the end.
Mm-hmm. So, but just talk about the festival in this, like the core business of it. How did it go? Are you happy with that? I mean, can you tell us if you're already happy?
Yes.
Yes, I am happy.
Yes, I am happy because finally, looking at the figures we have been having, we have exactly this. We have a little bit more professionals than last year, which is really good if we compare with previous big events mm-hmm. like Berlin or Cannes,
yeah.
which saw a tendency going rather falling down, with numbers falling down. So we have 1,700 professionals who have been attending the Venice Film Market, mm-hmm. which is pretty good.
Which is more than last year, actually.
Yeah, because we were around 1,500. So it's, yeah.
And I talked with many of your guests in this week, in these days, and everybody was telling me that they like this market because of the dimension of it and because of the pace of it, in terms that you can attend a lot of screenings, meet a lot of people, and there is a more relaxed atmosphere that allows you to talk more, which is what I think producers and in professional people are here for, talk to other people, talk to each other.
That's right, because it has been, I would say, the philosophy and the DNA of this market from the beginning. It was, for us, the word was networking in order to be different from the other. And also, you were speaking about the rhythm. I think we have adapted the rhythm of Venice. When you go to a Vaporetto, everything is going slowly.
Oh, yeah.
And you have the time to discuss with the other passengers and so on.
And you have to
it's the same.
And you have to be patient, because otherwise things are not happening faster than that.
That's right. You have to take... Yeah.
One of the key moments of the market was the... was the get financing moment, the get financing pitching, etc. How did it go? How was the feeling that you get from it?
I receive a very, very good feedback and feeling, because even if we had a bigger number of participants coming and of meetings, because to give you just an example, last year we had 181 to 1 meetings. This year we had 246.
Oh, wow.
And
well,
we have
this is a good increase, isn't it?
Yes, it is indeed. And we had 61 companies attending this co-production market instead of 50 last year. But what I think is the most interesting for us is that because of Venice, because it's an expensive festival and so on, the companies are just sending decision makers. Mm-hmm. And we have been inviting decision makers only, which means that all the meetings were efficient. And this is what was really good. And as far as the general atmosphere, because it was your question, it was relaxed. And this is also the feedback I received from both the project as well as from
exactly.
the guest, is that finally they were not in a rush. They have been able to speak and even to go on after the proper meetings on the terrace and everything. So it went very well.
Yeah, the location helps a lot, actually, because it's so beautiful that you are more willing to stay there more and talk more and then work more.
Yes, and I think because also of the environment, as you were telling, we have a terrace and so on, and we have not, I would say, the details which can be sometimes very difficult for the professional. We don't have anyone scanning the badges or whatever when you enter into this room. So for them, it was, even if it's details, it's details which are, at the end of the day,
change your life.
Which are totally changing their life and their mind. So that's why.
And you also choose of being a market, a non-exhibitors market, because you don't have the exhibitors like in Cannes or the AFM or in the American film market, whatever, where you have booths and stands all over the place. It was a forced decision on one side, probably because the spaces are what they are. But at the end of the day and at the end of the week, like it is now, it was a good choice because it allows you to focus on the personal side of it instead of only the exhibitor side of it.
Yes, indeed. At the same time, I have to admit that when you have a lot of stands, it's a lot of income also coming in.
Of course.
And for a market, it's quite important. But it's true, the infrastructures of the Venice film market don't allow to have a big number of stands. Mm-hmm. And it was not our aim. But at the same time, from the exhibitors who went there, who were mostly institutions, they were happy because they have been able to promote their film, to discuss with all the professionals, and it was fine for them.
It was very fine. So now you are closing this edition and you will start thinking about the next one, I believe.
Indeed, yes.
And you have, so the gap financing, there was the final cut in Venice number 3. So there are plenty of programs inside the Venice film market which are very good and very productive in terms of image, of visibility, and also of productivity. Do you have any new ideas that you're mumbling around to build up for next year? Or that you can talk with us about, of course.
Yes, of course. Well, yes, I am. This year was a fourth edition. I wanted to consolidate what was already existing. Probably next year I will have one or two country for the eligibility for the European gap financing market. Probably the final cut in Venice, work in progress, will remain the same. We have done, as you have perhaps seen, we have done a Russian co-production pitching session, which went very well. So we are trying to see if next year I will not focus on a totally different country. Mm. Why not China? We have been thinking about this. And I am really thinking about television. Because as you know, the borders between cinema and television
completely gone, basically.
Thinner and thinner, and I think it could be interesting to do something. And at the last but not the least, we have been, as you know, organizing a lot of things with Creative Europe and the European mm-hmm. Commission during this
there was European
edition.
Film in Venice.
We are in quite advanced talk to think about something bigger, much bigger for next year.
Well, we're going to be here to testify this next year, and thanks a lot for being with us, Pascal.
You're welcome. Thank you, Angelo.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.